Welcome to this edition of the God is Your Life broadcast. This is Reverend Mark Slay inviting you to join me for the next few minutes as we get into the Word of God. Deuteronomy 30:20 tells us to love the Lord your God, obey His voice, and to hold tight to Him, for this is your life. I'll be back in a few minutes, but for now, let's listen as I teach from the Word. You could go down the line and take all of the different denominations, and there is truth in all of those Christian denominations. Anybody that believes that Jesus is the Son of God, if they don't preach anything else that is right, they're certainly preaching that, and that's right. So if it is a true Christian denomination and Jesus is considered Savior and Lord and Son of God, well, then they're right. There's a deposit of truth there. But that doesn't mean that your denomination or my denomination knew everything there was to know. You know, Pastor Robin was raised Baptist, I was raised Catholic. And, you know, her denomination taught her certain things that she was very proud of and very glad to know. And my denomination taught me things that I was glad to know. But, you know, when we come over and found out about the moving of the Spirit and being filled with the Spirit and healing and all of those things, well, we're excited about that. It's because it's all in the Word. But, you know, you don't always know those things. We just didn't see them. Exodus, the 15th chapter. Now, I'm going to go back and show you just from the Old Testament to start with, and then over in the New Testament, that healing is nothing new. That all of the believers in God through the ages were healed as they believed God. And as we've said before, you simply have a right as a child of God to be healed. I mean, you've got a right to be. It's not just a privilege. We've done that teaching so many times that it's not just a privilege to be healed, but it is in fact your right as a child of God. Now that's where we missed it for all those years. We didn't know it. We thought, well, if God wants to heal me, thank God he can and will. Because nobody doubts God can do a lot of things. Well, I believe God can do it if he wants to. And see, where we were hung up is we didn't know about the want to. We just thought he was a sovereign being, and if he wanted to heal you, he would, and if he didn't, well, then he'd let you die, and, you know, he knew best what was best, you know, and we were just ignorant. We didn't know. Now, how many know, in all of those divine, you know, so-called divine ideas we came up with, you know, we've since learned that, you know, how can it be God's will for people to suffer with sickness and disease and for, you know, loved ones to spend hours, you know, Pastor Robin, I told you, you know, I was just so flat exhausted after those, you know, 2-3 days of no sleep, because really we didn't sleep, like I said, we didn't sleep but an hour a night because they were just up all night and, you know, your nurses would be coming in and then, you know, they'd start to fall off to sleep and they'd be in pain and they'd scream out, you know, and you wake up and you couldn't sleep. So for two solid days, really counting that third day, almost 3 days, that, you know, we didn't get any rest. And I think, well, who in the world could possibly think this is a blessing from God? I mean, all it did was rob me of a vacation and rob me of sleep. And loved ones have to attend to their side constantly. And boy, that sure is a tremendous blessing. You know, and if sickness is some kind of a blessing from God, then we shouldn't do anything in the world at all to fight it. I mean, if sickness is from God and it's a blessing, we ought to welcome it. Why bother going to the hospital? Isn't that amazing? People will call sickness the will of God and then go to the hospital to undo the will of God. I mean, you know, they can't really believe that. Why would you go to the hospital and try to undo what God is doing in your life? Because anybody with any sense knows sickness is an enemy. God knows it's an enemy, and it comes from the enemy, Satan himself. So way back in Exodus 15, you know the story, God has brought the children of Israel, the people of believers of God at that time. He brought them out of Egypt under Pharaoh's dominion, and he begins to establish a covenant with them. Now look, a covenant means a promise, a relationship. You do your part, he'll do his part. Well, let's read what he said. 26th verse there, that 15th chapter, he says, and he said, if you'll give, that he is God, if you'll give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what's right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I'll put none of the diseases on you which I put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer. different scholars point out, primarily, you know, Robert Young, who's a great scholar and excellent Hebrew and Greek scholar, he points out that these words are permissive in the Hebrew. And it just simply says, we read it like this in the English, I'll put none of the diseases on you. But he tells us that the words mean, I will allow none of these diseases. In other words, God's not putting sickness on people. Satan is putting it on them. But if we don't walk in God's ways, he has no choice but to allow those things to come our way because we do. And a lot of times we just didn't know about it. We would welcome those things and think, well, you know, God might be trying to work something out in my life. And, you know, we just don't know to fight it. But you notice there, he says, the diseases which I've allowed to be put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer. Well, a healer implies that if something comes your way and you need healing, what will he do? I, the Lord, am your healer. That means when you're sick, he'll heal you. Somebody said, oh, Pastor Mark, you forgot about the will of God. No, I just got through reading you the will of God. I didn't forget about the will of God. I just got through telling you what his will is. He just said, if you do this, then I'll do this. And he also said, if you don't do it, well, okay, then those things will come on you. And sometimes it wasn't that we didn't do it or not do it. We just didn't know. I mean, I didn't know for a while there when I first gave my life to the Lord and decided to serve him. You know, it was over that process of 3 years there that I was learning these things, that over those three-year period, I finally got hold of what he was saying about healing and that I had a right to claim healing. Listen to what I said, a right to claim healing. A right to claim healing. Please get that inside of you. You have a right to claim healing if you want it. Now, if you don't want it, of course, you won't get it because it's by faith on purpose that you claim these things. These things just don't drop out of heaven on their own. You know, people get confused, and we did because, see, you know, we would believe in the miraculous, and once in a while, God will, on his own accord, because he is a sovereign being, he will just do some things on his own. And then there's some folks that just don't deserve it, don't, you know anything about it, and yet they receive it. But those are very rare cases. And most of the people that you ever know or will know that are ever going to be healed will have been healed because they heard it, they believed it, and they exercised their faith for it. And were willing to stand their ground in the fight. Because Satan's not going to just get up. He's not just going to pack up his duds and leave just because you want him to. Any more than this 70, you know, year old person was going to, you know, Satan was just going to just go down easy. He will never go down easy. Never. He will always be a fighter. And so this person had a fight on their hands. And that's why they're in the middle of that fight. They were saying, encourage me, Pastor Mark, encourage me. Because they wanted to believe, they did believe, but yet Satan was wearing them down to where they were starting to think, was it worth it to put up the fight? Well, thank God they made the right choice and they stuck with their original choice, which was to believe and to stay here. Now, Exodus, that 23rd chapter, you're at the 15th chapter, just go over to the 23rd chapter, would you? 23rd chapter, the 25th verse. I'm just trying to show you that way back all those years ago, this is nothing new. God was a healer for them, just like he's promised to be for us. Verse 25, he says, but you shall serve the Lord your God, and he'll bless your bread and your water, and I will remove sickness from your midst. Now, that's the second reference in just Exodus alone. What did he say he'd do? He said he'd remove sickness from you. He said he'd remove it from you. Well, that means if you got it, he'll remove it. And it also means he'll take it out of the midst of you permanently if you'll walk in his ways. Now, if Satan comes back and puts something on you, well, okay, then you have to fight it. Read the next verse there, too, the 26th verse. He says, there shall be no one miscarrying or barren in your land. Look at that promise from God there. There will be no one miscarrying or barren in your land, and I'll fulfill the number of your days. You see, people can just fold up tent and go on and die early for no reason. just because they don't know. Now notice that. He said, no one barren or miscarrying. Well, that's not all. He promised that as well, but there's more that he's promised. That was just two references in Exodus. Go over to Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, and we'll look at two references from Deuteronomy. We looked at two in Exodus. We'll look at two in Deuteronomy. Get this inside of you. Believe it. That's the biggest problem. Don't just listen to it graciously. Believe it. If you don't believe it, it will fall to the ground like seed on concrete. There will be no fruit. There'll be no harvest. You got to believe it. The only way to get this to work for you is to believe it more than you believe what you're seeing or what you're feeling. That's where most people get defeated. The devil doesn't get run off very easy, so they all of a sudden think God won't keep his word. He always keeps his word. Always. Now, in that 7th chapter of Deuteronomy, God made some promises. We'll start with the 9th verse. Now, these are all promises. What's a promise? God said, I will do this. I promise you I'll do this. I promise you. Verse 9. Now know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps his covenant. You don't ever have to check up on him to see if he's doing his part. He'll do his part. You better just worry about your part. I promise you, you will have your hands full just trying to fulfill your part. It is no sweat for him to fulfill his part. He said, he who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments. But he repays those who hate him to their faces to destroy them, or again, to allow them to be destroyed. And he will not delay with him who hates him. He will repay them to their face. Therefore, you shall keep the commandment and the statutes and the judgments which I'm commanding you today to do them. And then it shall come about, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you his covenant. You do your part, he's saying, and I'll do my part. He's going to keep a covenant with you. His loving kindness, which he swore to your forefathers. He will love you, bless you, multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground. Your grain, your new wine, your oil, the increase of your herds, your flock, in the land which he swore to your forefathers to give you. Now notice, he'll bless the fruit of your womb. Well, that means as long as the baby's in the womb, whose responsibility is it to exercise faith? The parents. The parents. Just to try.
I hope you enjoyed today's message. The title of the message is God's Covenant Promise to Heal You. If you'd like a copy, you can look us up on the web at mrcstl.org or marksslay.org. That's marksslay.org. Or you can call our office at 314-965-8488. 314-965-8488. Until next time, this is Reverend Mark Slay reminding you that God is your life. To try.